What makes you think you cannot sin against God's creation, your people, in thought? Anytime you think your people cannot do something which is necessary for their liberation, you've sinned against them. You can limit yourself. You can say, I ain't going to do nothing to the people to help me unite. You can do that. But you can never say the people will not. No one can ever limit the freedom of any people. There's nothing man and woman will not do. And there's nothing they will not do for their liberation. Our history alone proves this. We said that you must never think that. I told the man, sit down. We said that we want to organize our people on the level of unity of thought and unity of action. Our people have no level of unity of thought at all, but they have a very high level of unity of action. Very high level of unity of action. If you will look at Los Angeles 2 years ago, you will see a very high level of unity of action. Do you know what it means to decide to take on the second largest city in the world leading imperialist power? Do you know what it takes to and have it in levels of unity of action? And these Africans, when they got up, they didn't even have any discussions at all. None whatsoever. They didn't even have a conspiracy. They didn't even plan it. Yeah. Yes, you know, it is one too much. They let these pigs go after they brutalized Rodney. That's it. And they don't even wait for Malcolm. Malcolm said, after dark, it's even Stephen. They hit the streets when the decision was given. 15 hours. 3 p.m. Let's get it on. And the entire community rises up on levels of unity of action. We have high levels of unity of action. We have no unity of thought. When you come to work for your people's unity, it is a scientific process. It is not an emotional process. Why, if liberation was emotion, nobody would be enslaved. Anytime you'd be enslaved, you'd wish to be free, and we would be free. But freedom is a constant struggle. Underline the word constant and replace it with eternal so you don't miss the note.